What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally and browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money funk sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first quantum auto power podcast, live from the Thickum Farms compound in the Beaded Curtain District, your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude. Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimeter with model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Waka waka.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, dudes?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole now. Let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. We got some DXQ level news. Who posted this shit? Who found this? On the internet. Audience submission. Nice. This 90-day fiancé star has probably made more than your annual salary in 1 week.
By doing what?
By selling her farts.
Okay.
By selling her farts.
Huh.
All right, without looking, how much does a fart go for?
Like one fart?
Single fart, one jar. Shipping. Handling.
I believe it's hundreds of dollars.
Oh my, are you motherfucking God. Believing this?
Fuck my the jar, ass with it's all that shit, up. Dude.
$100?
Hold on, I'm seeing a red flag already, dude.
I'm saying hundreds.
Oh, no, she's 31.
She's 31 years old. We're talking about, these are some musty-ass farts, dude.
They've been cooking.
She loads them.
With what?
Well, I mean,
her
look,
diet.
If you're buying farts, wouldn't you want them to be musty?
Like eggs?
We were talking about
beans.
This. We were talking about this.
I mean, if you got a
like
window.
Like proclivities. You know what I mean?
I don't know, dude. I would want some fresh farts, personally.
Okay, but what about, like, getting shit on?
This opens up a whole can of worm, though, dude. Well,
what are those worms?
We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, what are those worms' names? Give me the names.
How much did you pay for those worms?
Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim.
Now, I am thinking about, I'm looking at this. I mean, she is.
Ringworms.
She is cute.
Yeah, but like, Art's saying hundreds of dollars per fart.
Yeah, but he's not saying that's how much they should cost. He's saying that's what, I think they should cost $5 per fart.
Art, how much are you paying?
I'd pay up to 200.
What?
Jesus
Why?
Christ.
Are you a fart guy?
Wow, no.
We found it.
I'm just saying this is what the simps are paying for this lady to make, what, 10 grand a week?
Yeah.
Something like that.
But no, he's asking, what would you pay for a fart?
Oh, so is this an anal salary? Not an annual salary?
Okay. Also, I don't
All right,
I think
you guys
she may
wrap this up.
Yeah,
or what?
I think we should just go home.
Hang on a second. A what salary?
An anal salary.
It's right. You know what? I don't want to like, look, we're already making fun of you, so I don't want to like beat a dead horse, Burrito, but it's not even, it's kind of confusing. You had to explain that it was a take on the word annual.
Oh.
Did you not get it?
Well, now I do.
Bullshit.
So, anyway, sorry, Burrito. We take big swings on here, and, you know, I do it all the time. I bomb every single week, so.
I mean, I thought it was funny.
Okay, well.
Look, that's all that really matters.
That is.
Yeah,
really.
Think it's funny.
If you thought it was funny, it's fine.
Shoot your shot.
That's what matters.
But no, he was asking you, Arthur, what would you pay for a fart in a jar?
I told you.
Singular fart.
$200? Why?
Ow.
Because it's coming packaged.
Oh.
And it's coming from someone that's all about.
Famous.
Okay, so you're more interested in the fact that it's a drop. She dropped ass.
He's hype-beasting the fart.
She dropped the drop right out of her damn
ass. There's something here.
Hang on, Brian. What did she do again?
She dropped it out of her ass.
Wow.
Is that,
you know what it is? Art's already bought some, and he's trying to hype up the price.
No, he got us Christmas presents, guys.
If someone gave you that as a Christmas present, what would the first thing you do with it is? Would you just leave it in the bag and never smell it?
What's the return policy?
I mean, if it's a present, I need to open it to see if there's actually...
A fart
if you can actually smell things.
Yeah.
Would you do it in front of your bros, or would you take it
home
and do it?
Yeah, I think he bought it for that shared experience.
Everyone leans in at the same time. You crack it open.
Oh, I like
that
idea.
It's like a Yankee candle.
It's like crossing swords, but with the fart jar.
Yeah, it's exactly like having
like
your dicks out.
Yeah.
Right. It's like
Except, like, different biscuits.
The biscuits this time being farts.
Everyone gets their own biscuit.
Sure. Single-served biscuits.
Would you do it with your own biscuit?
Did you come here with your own biscuit?
Are there any unboxing videos for these
Oh, my God. Let's do that. That's good.
Now we got to find them.
You know what? This is the only... If you had a show on YouTube, like, this would be a good reason to spend $200 because that content's pretty funny, I think.
Yeah, it's hot shit.
It definitely is. And you don't need to be nude or anything. You could just make it happen.
No, Arthur brings up a good point. You don't have to be naked to do this unboxing video.
Yeah, why would you think you did?
Oh, I thought about making the farts.
I only watch nude unboxing videos.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying the creation of the
Yeah.
I would watch
the
that.
BTS.
Is that what we were talking about?
I think you would have to have some, I mean, like, you're not just behind taking her word for this, right? I want a fucking serial number on this jar.
Yeah, you should have, like, a private
session.
And I
want today's fucking newspaper in your hand.
Yeah. And you put it in the jar with it.
It's bespoke, and I want to see that.
Yeah, you write
a little note and throw it in there.
With love.
Because she puts, like, rose petals in there to, like, let it soak up that fart.
No, he's lying,
dude. She's covering it
up, man. You know what? I'm starting to catch on, dude. I know when you're lying.
Rose petals.
Read the story.
No way. I'm not going to read that. I think you're lying.
Maybe one petal, but it's not, like, filled or anything.
I just had a boom.
She does, like, hold a rose petal every single time you see her.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Oh, maybe it's her thing.
That's a marker right there.
I'm scrolling through here, and I just had a real boomer thought, which is, like,
help us out.
Well, I was just looking at her. I'm like, damn, she needs to grow up. That was my boomer thought. I'm like, you're too old for this shit, dude.
Wow.
Selling your farts on the internet.
Get the fuck out of here, Brian.
No, dude. She got to grow up, dude.
But, no. It's,
but,
she's making a living, man.
It's a legitimate income.
It's a living.
She can take that money and invest it in something legit.
No, you're right, dude.
Bitcoin.
Would you prefer a fart in a jar for Christmas from your bro or an NFT?
Damn, son.
Wow. Well, this is a physical NFT.
Tell me about this NFT first.
This is barely
fungible.
No, this is a fart token.
But it's a consumable. Yeah,
this is a nice fart token.
This is a naughty fart token.
This is a nice naughty fart token.
It comes with an expiration date, though.
Does it seep out? I guess over time it does. Science?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
Or Dr.
Sure.
Smartman?
Dr. Smartman, if we would have jaw some farts.
How long would
with vacuum type pressure, how many atmospheres? Give me the bars.
I don't know. I think you need, like, some hermetically sealed.
Yes! Wow. Genius! With the hermits?
Yeah. You got to seal these hermits?
You got to put a damn hermit in a jar. You know how fucking hard that's going to be? David the fucking gnome over here.
You know what she needs to sell with it?
Farts?
No, what she needs to do is develop like a little nose mask thing,
oh,
you know?
Wow. Like
with a straw that comes out of it.
I think they call that a bong.
No, to where they like, it's a gas mask, but it has it's like a mason jar gas mask.
Yeah, and you screw
like the
on
lid,
the jar.
Yeah, you screw on
you
the
guys
new
got
one.
Ideas.
And you push the button
two
and it like... Yeah, so all you get is
pure fart.
Is her fart.
Shotgun into your skull!
It's shortest fartion.
I think she's probably not farting into every one of these.
Yeah, yes, she is, man!
Oh, wow. He needs the dream to be alive. Otherwise, our Christmas presents are bullshit.
Otherwise, he got duped.
Oh, you think she's outsourcing this?
You got.
No, I'm saying there's no farts in it, dude. It's air.
It's simply air.
I think she's farting in it, dude.
Simply air.
You don't think she's farting.
You know
hope
what
she's
doing
farting.
To cut costs? You know what's
happening?
What is she doing, Burrito?
She's opening like 50 jars in a room, farting in the room.
No.
And then like screwing them all. No, that's because, you know
what? He's got video evidence.
I think demand has gone up.
Through the roof.
Oh, she can't fulfill the orders?
Dude, you can only fart
that's
so much.
That's what it's
I don't know,
it's
man.
Be.
If that was your job.
What the fuck are you?
I can fulfill every order with a genuine fart.
Okay, Art. Let's figure this out. How much is she charging for a jar?
$200.
And she's making 10 grand?
Yeah, that's like what?
Per week?
500 farts?
Yes.
Yeah, that's like 100 farts a day. Child's play.
Yeah.
You're insane.
Fart a lot,
are you guys farting 100 times per day?
Maybe 100.
No fucking way. Count for me, please.
50,
you know, please count for me.
Maybe 50.
Please count for me and let me know.
Are there fart counters out there?
I'll get you a clicker. I'll get you a clicker. Like those entrance clickers.
Yeah. Like a Fitbit for your ass.
Burrito. A fart bit.
There it is.
Obviously. What was that called again?
Fart bit.
Thanks, guys. Okay.
Burrito, do you fart 100 times per day?
I don't think so.
I think people fart a fuck ton when they're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your job, so you're doing this during working
hours. You're not
producing.
You could
extract it while you sleep. That's like making money while you sleep.
Being
a good investor.
That's the same concept of having
open
jar.
Yeah, you got to invent another mask.
See, he's letting it out. Dissipating in the room. We're talking about taking this and making an extract.
So you're sleeping into farts or you got a hose up your ass?
There's a hose up your ass going into like an aquarium.
Oh, you store them at night.
I think. Yeah, and like then you somehow battery.
You like put some like
it's
steam
a gravity
in
bomb.
Yeah,
and it it's a fucking yeah, you got chilled. You got a chilled aquarium which you run the hose through, and it like concentrates the fart into liquid fart.
Exactly.
No.
No.
Imagine having to clean that every now and then.
I mean, you're making $10,000 a week. You don't think you could clean an aquarium for that money?
I get someone to do it.
What's the job? What's the job description look like? What's the? Give me the LinkedIn posting.
Aquarium cleaner.
Aquarium cleaner.
Yeah, that's how you
no
get them.
No questions asked.
Yeah. NQA. Aquarium cleaner.
ISO discreet aquarium cleaner.
Yeah. But you have yeah. You
must be discreet.
And you're hiring them to make the aquarium like dirtier, which is kind of ironic.
No.
No. What?
It's like cleaning a coffee pot.
Wait, are they cleaning it or are they?
They're cleaning
they're
it.
They're resetting okay, it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I kind of
drop some more deuce or farts.
No. No deuce in my farts.
You can probably smear some deuce in there to get it concentrated.
But that's cheating.
I don't think so.
Well, then why don't you just shit a bunch and just rub a little on the lid?
You know how
and
there's,
it.
There's like
oh, well,
those.
That's, it smells different.
You know how there's like laundry
it smells
beads?
Different.
You know laundry beads will like let that
yeah,
smell
well,
linger?
Well, then just anal beads then.
Nah, dookie beads.
What's the, what's the anal thing? Anal salary?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, anal celery. Yeah. Dookie beads. Tell me about dookie beads, Brian.
What does that even mean?
You tell me about dookie beads, Brian.
I don't know what I'm
Burrito,
assuming.
Tell me about dookie beads.
Yeah, Burrito, tell us about dookie beads.
Dookie beads.
Yeah, tell me about them. Dookie beads.
Is that when it comes out in the little like pellets?
Yeah, like rabbit.
No, I thought like, it was a, this like, is a like manufacturing deer? Process now.
It could be.
Because you can't reliably shit like a rabbit. Sometimes you eat pizza.
Or maybe you just got to put it in all in one place and then have it like formed.
If you like put,
like,
if you shove
but
like
does
a,
this
if
not
shove
feel like
cookie,
cheating? But this put, is no longer farts.
Can I tell you, if you put a cookie cutter type thing in your asshole, you could probably turn any shit into a dookie bead.
So you're saying part of the product it has to be like fresh out your butthole in the air form?
I don't
that's
even know what
I'm
talking
buying.
About anymore.
That's
no,
what
no,
I'm buying.
Totally.
That's what I'm buying.
You're buying like a scent.
That's true.
So it's okay for her to just shit on the jar?
She no. Could. For some guys, probably.
Yeah, but that's a different
that's
product.
A, exactly.
Way more expensive,
that's a
probably.
Different clientele.
A fart has a sweeter smell, a smell to it than shit.
I don't know about sweeter.
It's tell us about it, Brian.
It is sweeter,
it
I
has,
think.
It does have more life in it.
It has more life. It doesn't smell like shit necessarily.
I feel you.
But it does smell
it's
like
but
shit.
It does.
It's enjoyable.
I love smelling
it's momentary.
Here's the, thing. Here's the difference. I enjoy smelling my own farts. I do not want to smell my own shit. Is this connecting to anyone here?
I love smelling my farts.
But
I don't
hate
smelling my
own
shit.
Shit.
You love smelling your farts.
That doesn't connect to any of you.
I wouldn't say I love smelling my farts.
I don't love either.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't enjoy it
it's
at
like
all.
God's vagina.
Smell
my
only
farts?
One?
Like, do you just sit like in your living room and chuckle?
Like when you knock out one that's just ruthless.
You're just chuckling?
Okay,
just,
love,
take it in.
Love is a strong
like
word, but it's not offensive to me. And I kind of
sometimes
am interested in it.
It got, sounds kind of offensive.
It's offensive. Sometimes my farts are offensive.
Maybe you guys got bad. I don't
maybe
know.
You just like bad smells, dude.
That's possible.
I really can't smell farts.
You can't smell shit, Burrito, except for pork
and pussy.
Yeah.
Pork and pussy. The two P's in life. Life has zero P's. Nah, you lying. Pork and pussy. You forget about those?
Pork and pussy.
Did you forget about pork and pussy? You didn't? Well, tell me about your 2022 goals for Slam City.
Oh, we sliding in?
We slide in.
Yeah, was this like a serious question or is this the izakaya
kind like,
of question?
No, like, look, no question on Slam City is serious.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But I do have a serious answer.
Oh.
All right, start with your serious answer and then we'll fuck around after that.
All right. I want to bring on the show an interview with Show Me Your Feet guy.
Yeah. We were talking about this.
Like an actual person.
Yeah.
Who's unabashedly... Show me your feet, and we just let the questions fly. They're able.
We
to.
We gotta get to the bottom of it. We gotta Diane Sawyer this thing.
Yeah,
dude.
We so gotta really make Brittany cry.
Foot talk.
Yeah. I guess we gotta have like a snazzy segment.
Would you want someone that had like a PhD and was like
in
scientific footology?
About it? No. They got
a tree or something.
If they also jerk off to feet.
Yeah.
So they have to actually be a.
He wants to ask us if we can find a clinical foot jacker.
Yes.
I think they're not as common as you think they are.
Probably which not. One?
Either PhDs or foot
yeah,
people.
Yeah, let's get rid of the PhD thing. Let's just talk.
Foot
let's just talk to
PhD.
A guy who jerks off.
Hey, Burrito.
So
you got a PhD? Does that mean you into feet?
I don't have a PhD.
Work
no,
on it.
Dude. Yeah, man.
Work on it
work
to
on
match
yourself,
your feet
dude.
Thing.
Is that one of my goals?
One out of four.
So that's
one of my goals for Burrito is for him to get a PhD. So
PhD.
Make that two. Oh, two wow. goals. Two. Plus one.
Oof. Burrito, you got to get your PhD in 2022.
From Slam City University?
It's an online thing.
Hey, here's some shop talk, dude, for Arthur. If we got a Show Me Your Feet guy in here, we could record him for about an hour and then chop it up into each question into a segment. It's just like
FAQ,
a foot segment.
F-E-E-T-A-Q.
So like we just so it's like 2-3 minutes.
Frequently asked questions.
What's that?
Frequently asked
no.
questions.
No, God, no.
Frequently asked questions.
Frequently, dude.
Frequently asked questions.
I'm pissed because that's what we're going to do.
Yes.
And I'm pissed about it.
Frequently All right, so you're just talking about like say. A foot fetishist.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking
for. You don't have to have
we gotta
foot
figure
fetish
it out.
PhD.
Easy. Just someone that's not ashamed to talk about
no.
their foot
yeah.
fetish.
Yeah.
Like yeah. and maybe actually maybe they got like a
I'll find you guys what really want it.
Well, no, what if they're like militant about it? I'm okay with that too, right? Like
yeah,
they got they
fun.
Want to progress
hey,
the feet.
That would be fun.
Fun.
You got the qualifications, the requirements, and then they get fulfilled. It's like you can't really get down to like the personality part.
That's why we were saying don't worry about the PhD part.
Yeah, you could do the pre-interview.
Yeah, we could do it Zoom too. We could be the preeminent foot people.
And you're expecting like another dude, right?
It's gonna be. Actually, I do know a girl, but I don't
oh,
want
no.
I don't want her.
Well,
to
I'm just
the
saying,
show.
Like, what if I flip the coin? Now? I was like, all right.
If you
this
found,
is what I found,
it doesn't matter.
That would be awesome if you found a girl that did it.
Although, well, Show Me Your like Feet guy is the name of the.
How about a waiting list?
There's a whole waiting list of feet people
that'd be
now.
Fine, I could. Dude. If we interviewed a
you
foot person
do, like,
every week, that would be fun.
I wouldn't do every week, but like
it
you were saying,
seems
what you
like
do.
Now we've rebranded.
You could do a whole spinoff called Foot Talk with a feet.
No, feet
questions.
Ask questions. Don't worry. About foot talk, frequently asked questions. Frequently asked questions.
Or we could just call it fetus feet.
Frequently asked questions.
Fetus feet.
Not fetus feet.
No.
That's against the law.
You can't bring those things up.
Frequently asked questions. Frequently.
Frequently, dude.
Frequently.
I hate that.
How do you feel about that burrito? You should veto it with me.
I like it.
Hey.
Burrito?
Burrito.
Was that a burrito right there?
Vitorito.
That was burrito's burrito.
Oh, wow.
How about
but he
that?
Didn't use it. He sided with justice.
Yeah.
We meted out justice.
So, Burrito, yeah, you, like it. Burrito, it's weird. I keep getting like this feeling that you are a Show Me Your Feet guy, but and I bring it up
I
all the time,
you're
and
not.
You're telling me you're not.
No.
Do feet gross
vibes,
you out?
Dude.
Do they gross you out?
I am indifferent to them.
Yeah,
indifferent.
Same here.
I am until they're a deal breaker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what if they were crusty or
I mean,
stinky?
I don't care about either. I'm crusty and stinky. What am
Those
I to judge?
Those are your feet, though.
Who am I to judge?
I'm just saying stranger's feet.
Look, let he who is not
and
stinky
if you're
nor crusty
like, how about, like, dude's feet
cast
up in you.
The first foot.
Yeah. Right up your nose.
Let he who is neither
Big
stinky
toe,
nor crusty.
Tickling your nostril.
Brian said he'd eat a foot.
Yeah, if it was like a nice foot and like that's what she was into.
Yeah, so like crusty and stinky are out. Like,
yeah, they're out for that. No. Yeah,
not
no
even a crusty toe.
Way,
how about
dude.
Like a dude that takes care of his feet?
What's that?
Like if
more
you
interested?
The, yeah.
What's that?
I'm not more interested.
He got pedicures on the reg.
And $100.
Like sometimes they're better than
now if you're doing like nice man foot versus crusty woman foot.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm gay for the night, dude.
There you go.
Wow.
There's your answer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, ladies, why don't you find a dude with not crusty feet so you guys can double team Brian?
Yeah, would you take that too?
I think he's
yeah,
in.
Why not?
They're Eiffel Towering
you,
you
know,
dude.
By 2022,
you'd
want to
be the finger trap?
Wow. You're
Wait,
the, so you're the finger
again?
Trap.
How do you,
tonight,
you wanted to be the finger
explain
trap?
It to
nice.
Me
you're
again?
The finger trap.
Oh, like you're in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting spit roasted?
You're getting spit roasted. Eiffel Towered.
By toes.
Yeah.
And
okay.
feet. All right. You got a 2022.
Well,
Brian?
I don't want to bring it up.
Oh, no.
I think I'd get cut.
Oh, no.
Oh, is this too real, Brian?
It's about race.
No, it's not. You know what? I haven't crossed the McFine line once on air.
Wow.
Tonight.
He's
today.
Proud of
tonight.
Himself, ladies and
I mean,
and
before
gentlemen.
The show, I did.
Constantly.
But,
constantly.
Anyways, no, I don't have any goals. Maybe, like, fuck more fat chicks.
There you go.
Just because it's attainable.
What about fucking less fat chicks?
That would be.
And more regulars.
Wow.
What? See, look, you just set your bar a little too
I
low.
Know.
I think you have more in you, man.
You I know,
can
you
probably
be, you know
start
what?
Fucking regulars.
I appreciate it, dude. You've been kind of pumping me up today.
I gotta prop you up.
And
you,
I appreciate that, yeah. dude. So maybe I will. I'm going to Europe.
Look at
soon,
this. Look at this guy.
Behind the curtain here. And maybe I'll
world traveler.
Maybe I'll fuck some regular stinky
Euro trash.
Hostel chicks.
So you're gonna bring us some sex stories.
We might hopefully dude.
Attempted sex stories. With Brian McFly.
Alleged sex stories.
Yeah.
Find some feet
sex.
People.
That sex. That sounds criminal.
We can get some international feet people.
Yeah, oh, international the foot conspiracy.
I'll just tell everyone I have a foot podcast and see if I get any bites.
The frequently asked questions.
I really hate that.
Yeah, but you know what? You do hate that we're going to use that.
That's amazing.
You got to pick
you hate that we're going to use that one.
Foot talk.
You hate that it's correct. You hate that
that is the name of it.
It's a hard one to say. Even in your head.
Frequently.
See, you just fucked up right there.
No, I tried again.
Frequently.
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 You have to think about it.
No, I didn't.
No, pause at the beginning.
You were talking over the other ones.
Frequently.
Frequently.
Now you've said it like 5 times in a row.
But I've said it perfect.
And now I can't stop saying it.
All right, so later on, I'm going to ask you to say the name of the footcast.
Okay.
He's got 3, 2, 1.
Yeah,
frequently asked questions.
And you can't fuck it up. You fuck it up once from now till the end.
What's the end? Like the end of the podcast?
The end of the world, man.
Wow, we can't say it. We can't not say it right once.
Frequently. We haven't said it incorrectly one time. Arthur, can I run something by you?
Go for it.
It's the end of the year. I know you don't like to date the show, but anyways.
Because it's a minor.
But anyways, it's the end of the year. And you start to kind of think about the past year, some of the behavior that you've done. I don't know. The things you've done, maybe you regret things. Maybe you want to make amends with someone.
I think you should have first asked, Art, do you have the capacity of regret?
Yeah, do you regret? Because, I mean, it sounds like you said that you made amends with someone recently.
Should all acquaintance be forgot?
Right.
I did, guys.
Uh-oh.
I see what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
It was a very long introduction, and I wish you would cut it when you edited it, J-Mark.
Make you sound smarter.
Yeah.
J-Mark.
J-Mark.
J-Mark the tape.
But anyways, you made amends with someone? What was it?
Yeah.
Who was
so,
it?
So, earlier this year, with the whole economy.
The economy.
Down.
Economy.
Wing places, wing bars, wing restaurants, they started to shift to a different part of the chicken.
They started to wing it, as it were.
There you go. Exactly. But in a way that I did not approve of at the time.
Yeah, I remember.
At the time,
I didn't open my eyes.
You guys remember that?
At the time.
You guys remember that?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Okay.
Right?
And then.
And so, they're selling thighs at these wing places. And now,
much to our chagrin,
I had to experience this for myself.
Oh.
Relive, don't knock it till you try it.
Uh-oh.
So I tried it.
And then?
Thigh stop?
Yes.
Thigh stop. The OG thigh stop.
Yeah. One of the first to make the switch.
Yeah.
And honestly, it wasn't bad.
Did these thick thighs save your
lives?
I wouldn't call them thick by any means. I've seen bigger ones.
Jesus Christ.
But it's in the way that they cook it.
Yeah.
And you're also comparing it with a wing.
Right. It's two wings put together.
It's like a really thick wing.
Yeah. What flavor did you get?
I got Parmesan garlic because it's just a basic one.
It is basic.
Yeah.
Do they have garlic, all the Parmesan flavors that
yeah,
wing?
Yeah, all the wing
it's
flavors.
It's pretty much just wings, but the different
cut. I get the desert rub one.
Oh, that's a good one.
So good.
It's a dry heat.
On the thighs, it's real good. It is a dry heat. It's a dry heat.
It does taste like sand.
It does taste like sand.
Did you really think it wasn't going to be good?
I thought it was a gimmick. And I still do.
You still do?
Yeah, I think so.
But you're able to
but it's also just part of like a serious economic shift.
Oh, wow. He's got a fucking state of reason.
Okay. So you're kind of like putting yourself in their shoes. Like maybe this was like they had to pivot.
To me, it was like cop-out bullshit.
So you think so originally you thought they should have gone down with the ship.
I don't think wings are still going to be at a shortage. I mean, the price is going to stick where it's at. It's not going to go down. But I'm sure the shortage will end in like a year or so. And then those prices will stay with inflation.
Mm-hmm.
It's so serious.
Inflation?
And thighs will remain a menu
item. What the fuck? We're talking about inflation?
Well, can I just say, Arthur, I think that's a pretty heartwarming story.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you really went on a journey with this chicken this year.
Yeah, you like hated on it so hard.
Yeah, you were mad.
You were pissed. Arpited. And actually, to be fair, you were mad at Pluckers, the other wing bar.
True.
No, but you talk shit on Thigh Stop as well.
I did.
You come
just
in here and
thighs at wing bars in general.
And I told you about them.
Yeah, you had
I said
them
I did
months
it.
Before.
And you liked it, right?
And I continue to do it.
Yeah, but you hadn't sold me on it at that point.
I said
until
it's good.
I actually tried it myself.
Right.
Look, Arthur, I'm not going to
I think I would have never tried it had you not said it was good.
Well, there you go. The proof is in the pudding.
I'm not going to rub your nose in anymore because you've come around and you've obviously grown.
When I come around.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm kind of selling it too. That
yeah.
if you could almost
just eat
boycott
that instead.
Wings. Yeah. Straight
it's
up.
It's almost the same experience.
You made the flip, dude?
It's almost the same experience.
Is this a 180?
No, kind of.
Legit.
Here's the big thing to me is the price point, and
oh
it dials
God.
It back to reasonable price
oh,
points.
Oh, I see.
And you're getting more food in general.
Like dollar per ounce of chicken or whatever?
Something
price
like
per
that.
Tummy point.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's kind of like music.
You ever think about the price per tummy point?
Tummy
price
points.
Per tummy.
Right here, the thighs are hitting it.
Generally, how many points do you get per day?
69.
You can have the 69-point tummy point scale.
Yeah. It's the 69-point tummy point scale. How many tummy points are thighs?
That's like the new really Weight Watchers 69-point inspection.
Really high.
Download the guide at tummy69.com.
Tummy69.com is a different
time.
Site.
Tummy time.
Nope.
Tummy time
nope.
69.
Nope. Nope. Oh,
that's tell us about it, Brian.
No, don't go to that nope. one, dude. Don't go to that
tummy
one.
Tummy time 69.
My virus scanner like your, just went off.
That sounds like your screen name. Tummy time 69.
That is Brian's.
You know what's fun?
Handle.
Well, you know, if you think about it, 69 is...
Tummy time. Somebody's tummy time. Tummy time.
Someone's tummy time.
It's somebody's
no,
tummy
no,
time.
You're both tummy time.
You're tummy to tummy.
Right, but one of them is tummy time, one of them is faced up. But it's also skin to skin.
Right.
So
I mean,
two
it is,
things that
it's
are
bonding.
Good.
Yeah. You
are. Anyways.
And your cock is in their mouth.
I forgot.
And their cock is in your mouth.
And you got a cock in your mouth.
Yeah.
There's cocks everywhere
oh
in this equation.
God. Dude, I forgot why we love 69 until you told me that just now. I was like, because I...
Bitch.
Yeah, anyways, you get it. You can do it both. You can both be pleased at the same
Find
time.
Find you one pleasure that can do both. Speaking of that, cherry cordials.
It's funny you bring up the idea of cherry cordials because I did have them. Like,
it's that
few
time
weeks
of year.
Ago. Yeah, because they just sell them over in where the candies are.
Are they Christmas?
Huh?
They're around year round, but they're not
they
like,
look like
in your
holly
face.
Things. So they bring them out around Christmas.
Okay.
And then Valentine's get yeah. the leftover ones. But cherry cordials always struck me as something very low class. So then I also like associate
really?
It. Oh, dude, yeah. For
the
me,
American version, probably.
Because it just seems like something a fat chick would just like eat,
is
like sit on her couch and eat. Yeah.
That's what they did. That's how Brian
like
gets
them.
The fat ass.
How does he puts a fishing hook in cherry cordials?
yeah.
gotcha, bitch.
Casting into the lake.
I put the cordials on my finger and then I fish hook them with my finger.
You noodle them.
I go.
But then they
like
bite, your bite your whole arm. Bite your whole arm. Big girls.
I always thought they were fancy.
The really? Yeah. They also taste like shit.
No, I like them.
Wait, are we? I think we're 50-50 on the cordials. Me and Jim right. and I do not
I'm
like
for them.
Wow.
The cum infused.
The cum infused cordials.
It is
cordially
you know,
invited.
It's a flavor blast.
It is total fat girl candy.
Told you.
Like I hate to say it
you
that
know,
way.
You know why?
Have you ever had like the box and how they design it?
You know why it's fat girl candy? It's because it's fruit, and they're like,
well, then I got vitamins in it. I got vitamins. It's gotta be.
I don't think so. I think because it's
gotta be
an insanely sweet candy item.
It's so sweet.
And the way they pack it, it's just way too easy to eat it. I mean, the idea of a cherry cordial is just way too easy to eat.
What if I just had one more?
Yeah, it's fruit.
Shit, there's only
it's
two
fruit.
Left.
There's, I might as well. There's like, it comes in packages of three. Yeah. What if I just had one more?
I bet it has like, I bet you get like 2% of your vitamin C from it or something, right?
And 0% vitamin D.
Zero. Zero anything except an ass.
I bet it gives you like 150% of your sugar in one cherry cordial.
Just one.
You know,
one.
They are probably expensive though,
they're
right?
They're not.
They can't
no,
be, man.
They're not.
It's bullshit in there.
I told you I had them like a couple weeks ago. I knew how much I paid for them.
Yeah, it's like you think art would pay like actual money for them?
I did a mental review of this shit and then Jim Mike Jackson brings it up on the show and I'm like,
how many
hey,
tummy points are cherry cordials?
Drinking cherry
a
cordial.
A lot of tummy points.
Yeah.
I got them every year for my grandma, and I threw them in the trash.
Oh, sorry, man. Nana. These things suck dick.
These suck. I actually had a Nana.
That's when you were modeling the Millennium and you were watching your figure. I get it.
My Nana's dead.
Oh.
She's dead.
Rip. Is it because of the cordials?
Yeah.
She choked on one.
Feels like that's what you're implying. Grandma's dead. She got me cordials. Grandma's dead.
Yeah. You know.
Maybe you think about getting me cordials. My grandma died.
Connect the dots. She died. Cordials suck.
Cordials suck and my grandma's dead.
You happy?
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
That was XX, Quantimino.
DXQ.
For me and you.
DXQ.
For me and you.
DXQ.
Buluteas, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate. Always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
I think you're doing Latinx. I think you're doing Latinx face with that one, dude. I don't want to call you out on the show, dude, but you're doing Latinx face.
It's a shared experience.
Dude, that's true. I forgot. I keep forgetting that y'all have the same granddad. The same evil granddad.
Yeah. Got the same evil granddad.
Top of the headlines today. Catalytic converter thief crushed to death by a Toyota Prius.
Oh, Christ. The Prius got him.
Suspected thief was crushed to death by a Toyota Prius as he was trying to steal its catalytic converter.
Wow.
He said.
So you're telling me you woke up the Prius and it crushed him.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. That's what the Prius
said.
Yeah,
I guess he had to jack it up to get to
jack
the...
Jack it up and off.
Yeah. So the Prius killed him with his boner?
Yeah.
I don't like this, dude. I mean...
What's going to happen to the catalytic converter thieves?
I know we're gleeful about these cat converter thieves
They can have the catalytic converters. I don't care.
Do we want to think about where this guy maybe came from, how he's less fortunate?
Also, what are the catalytic converter thieves going to do once we're all electric cars?
Wait. Oh, yeah. I wasn't even thinking about this.
They're going to get priced out.
Like, what's that new Elon Musk car, the truck?
The Cybertruck?
You think the Cybertruck's got a cat? I don't think so.
No electric cars have cat.
It would have one just for fun.
Just for shits and giggles.
Cats clean.
Hey, we put palladium in there for you.
Yeah. Just to jack up the price.
Yeah. It's got a fake catalytic converter to keep the cat jackers
bullshit
employed through the recession.
Cat thieves.
Cat got your tongue.
We brought up a notable death for some reason.
Wait, what? Did we?
No, the catalytic converter thief.
Notable death.
Were we going to do like a reenactment or what?
I'd be pretty embarrassed that
is Burrito going to play the Prius and Gemini's going to be the thief?
Yeah, sure. Ew, ew, ew. I got to get this catalytic converter. Unfortunately, there's only a fucking Prius here.
Oh, man. This guy's underneath me right now. I'm going to wiggle myself off of this.
Oh, it's wiggling. It's getting away from
this.
Oh,
man.
Oh, you're kind of sad. Oh, the Prius was kind of sad about it.
Crushed dude underneath me.
Ew, I got crushed dude under me.
This up.
He busted in me.
So he was literally crushed to death.
Yeah.
I thought it was
You thought his heart broke and killed himself?
Oh, no.
His heart was broken by a Prius.
Ex-McDonald's worker disturbed after discovering raunchy Ronald McDonald toy. A former McDonald's worker has left people feeling traumatized sharing a disturbing old Ronald McDonald toy he discovered in a charity shop.
Ronald McDonald.
Did you guys get a chance to look at this Ronald?
I saw the doll.
Kind of sexy.
Let me see.
Saw the top half.
Oh, there's a bottom half?
The bottom half, well, Brian.
The bottom half is what the
There's a bottom half. Oh, my God. There's a bottom half.
Oh, God.
What do you guys see?
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Do you think this is real?
That's awesome.
It's got to be. Yeah, but it's probably like a one-off.
Or maybe some sort of hype beast joke.
Oh, let me just explain, because since this is great for radio, it's it's Ronald McDonald, looking svelte.
He does look a little svelte.
Wearing just some
matching speedo,
like
matching
a red speedo. It matches the curtains. And he has his big shoes on, his clown shoes,
and he kept the socks
and his socks, which kind of hot.
Kinkmeister.
But anyways, inside of
he dished the pantaloons.
Inside of his damn panties is like fries that are a bunch of fries. This looks like, what is this, an extra large fry?
The biggest
one.
It's the
basket.
It's the biggest
size. This is a basket of fries.
That's a $3 basket of fries.
Poking out of his damn panties, like it looks like pubes. And it's
I think those are actually his pubes.
I like this theory, dude.
Yeah. Tell us about this theory, Burrito.
This is where all McDonald's fries come from.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Ronald
and he's constantly shedding.
Yeah.
And every time he trims his pubes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
Packages them up, ships them out.
That reminds me, did you ever have like a Play-Doh thing where you could
make fries? Like hair and shit.
Yeah. You mean pubes?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of you crank it and then like fries come out of his fucking pubis.
You gotta crank him and his fries come out of his pubis.
Yeah.
While you're cranking him.
I think this is cool, dude. I think they should come out with these. This should be in kids' meals.
Shouldn't they be curly fries?
Hey,
dude. There it is.
Say what again?
Hey. Short and curly fries.
Yeah. I don't know. That's pretty fun.
It's like
speaking
God's
of fun,
vagina.
Woman delivered her own baby in car traveling at 60 miles per hour.
This seems unreasonable.
Chiara Musetti was just minutes away from a hospital in Cumbria. I didn't even bring this in because of that.
It's next to Cody.
That's just a little blessing, dude. Cumbria. When her baby suddenly popped out.
Okay. And Cambria. Coheed and Cumbria.
And her baby suddenly popped out. Tell me about this vagina.
Wow, yeah, it's not tight.
It's a slick ass vagina, maybe.
Okay, first of all, I brought it in because
maybe she's greased and creased.
Yeah, I think the daddy busted that one open.
Wow.
Well, I brought it in because I'm always talking shit about women, dude, and it's disgusting and I don't like it. This is kind of like an uplifting thing.
Man. This is a tiger mom moment.
This
right here.
Yeah, she's taking matters in her own hands. She's a bad bitch.
Did the baby pop out at 60 miles an hour?
Oh, now we're talking. Well,
technically, Dr. yes.
Smart man.
Technically, yes.
That's right.
Technically, yes.
Maybe like, even if faster. She had, like if, 61 or 62.
Right, yeah, for real. Like if she had the door open and had the baby out the door, it would be traveling 60 miles an hour.
That is true. Wow.
Physics.
Anyways, it's also a true or false, and I think it's a true. What do you think, dude? You fuck this lady? Knowing that Yoko a baby Ono? Just pops out?
Babies just pop out?
Would knowing that fact, would you?
I'm
would you
pretty fester? Fertile.
That'd make me run.
Yeah.
No, not well, the
maybe if we
part.
Just do butt stuff.
Yeah. I better butt stuff.
You think it holds babies?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Temporarily.
Although berries.
This baby looks darker than this baby.
All right. Never mind. Man lifts his sleeping ex-girlfriend's eyelids to unlock her phone, comma, stealing $24,000. Dollars, oh, dollars, man. Dollars, dollars.
Let me guess. You guys think this is bad?
I don't think this is bad.
Oh, well, tell me what you guys think.
I'm always on the side of the criminal on this show.
You are notorious defense attorney Brian McFly. Your client is accused of lifting his ex-girlfriend's eyelids up and using her identity to empty her bank account into his own.
What did she do? Did you read the story?
She was sick.
Yeah.
And he was there taking care of her.
Uh-huh.
And she fell asleep because he made porridge. And then he took her phone. Uh-huh. And opened up, he used her finger to open up the first thing, the unlock screen, uh-huh. And then like Venmo or whatever is like, hey, I need your face. And then he's like, you know what? Nah. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So it's not like she owed him money or anything?
I don't think so.
But I guess every girlfriend owes money. There is a debt.
There is a debt to be repaid.
Brian McFly comes with a price. What can I say?
That's right. Yeah, this isn't nice. I'm guessing they broke up, right?
It does say ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. It's hard to come back from that.
Yeah. I mean, unless you got that sweet dick.
Yeah.
If she's stacked with cash and you got that sweet dick.
Stacked with cash. Got that sweet dick.
That's your rapper persona.
Sweet dick.
Is sweet dick.
Sweet cum.
You're a gold digger. And you go after bitches with a lot of money. And they stacked with cash. You got that sweet dick.
Yeah. So we don't know.
When you got
don't
that
know the,
sweet
we don't
dick.
Know the particulars.
When you got that sweet dick. Can you hear it? Can you hear your backup dancers?
Yeah.
I got that sweet dick. Nice.
Got that sweet dick.
Got that sweet dick.
Sweet dick.
Sweet dick.
Give me your money, bitch.
Brito doesn't look impressed.
Give me your money, bitch.
Give me your money, bitch. Sweet dick over here.
Hey, give me that money, bitch. That's sweet dick, right? True and true.
Fucking sweet dick.
Is that how he lives up to the name?
What is that?
Like, how did he get his name?
Where do you think sweet cum come from? Sweet dick.
you think sweet cum came out of a bitter dick?
Oh, that's no. just no, the sir. Name that kept while he was still on top, like
right.
riding high.
Sweet dick.
And now he's all disheveled and just
No. Now he's a
bitches.
Businessman. This is his post sweet dick life.
Oh, sweet cum is his
sweet cum LLC.
Has some he crossed people, into the dark side?
Some people start an energy drink company. Some do like a tequila line.
Right.
This guy.
Test other dudes cum. For money.
It sends up a profile. Here's your
a compilation.
Oh.
It's damn. Different. That's different.
It's different. It's a compilation.
We're
of
trying to take it back. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese onsen proprietor. Despite not being Japanese and quietly buying up all the HD, quote, security cameras he can find. So wash up and grab your modesty towel while we take a relaxing dip with these headlines. This is Burrito's Nippon News segment within a segment.
Segment within a segment.
Tell us about it. Onsens. Take us to the onsen, Mr. Onsens. Proprietor.
What's an onsen?
Lovely. An onsen is one of those hot bath, public bathhouse, you know?
What's a public bathhouse?
Russian bathhouse?
Turkish?
You go and you wash yourself, and then you jump in
a pool
with a bunch of other naked guys and
men. Yeah, yes.
and then you wash off.
Yeah,
and go home.
Is that it?
Does it?
Yeah,
right. Oh, and so
you get,
no funny
get
business.
Kind of warm. No, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, it's not your
depends
concern,
on
though.
Depends on which one, but yeah. Might be out of business.
Oh shit!
Why?
With these new products, the new foot bath boots. It brings the healing waters of Japanese onsen to your home.
Oh, why? How?
You know how you like wet socks? Yeah. Why don't you fucking live in them?
Bullshit.
Yeah, so these are these neoprene boots, like wetsuits. And you fill them up halfway with hot water. And you put like a bicarbonate bath salt and tablet in there.
Oh, like a...
And then, you put your foot in there.
Alka-Seltzer?
And then you, you tie it off on the top.
Yeah.
And you just sit there in them.
Art.
It's supposed to warm you up.
If you could grade this product from A to G.
I mean, I get foot baths. You know, you saw them and you put the Epsom salt.
Yeah.
But there's at least circulating water. Yeah,
but this is
soggy boots, dude. What do you think about
two
soggy
different boots?
Yeah, I'm going to sell you some soggy boots.
Why is this being compared to an onsen is what bothers me the most about it.
Isn't that weird?
Because isn't the onsen a whole body. Like, full body experience?
It can be. So you're saying if you had a Joe Rogan chamber.
You have to like pretend you're at an onsen when you're wearing the boots or something?
You don't have to do anything you don't want to, man.
This is like so you can be at home and do it.
That's not an onsen experience at all.
No,
It's an onsen.
That's just one of the factors of an onsen.
It's wet socks.
It's having like the wet feet.
It's wet socks.
Wet socks.
It's just wet socks.
It's supposed to warm you up and...
When does a fleshlight come in? At any time?
Yeah, when do
I think you could just fuck these boots. Just zip tie it out at the top. Run it.
Around $88 will get you a pair of these boots.
Well, now there that you said they're $88, it seems reasonable.
You didn't tell me it was a fucking steal.
And it comes
steal.
With 30 bicarbonate tablets.
30?
Oh, that's nice, dude.
30 sessions?
Smart.
Yeah.
You're telling me at the fraction of each time you go to Austin, you're paying, what, $5-$7? Save those 30 times, and you can buy yourself two sets of these boots and enjoy just as much pleasure and comfort in the comfort of your own home.
I think this is missing the whole point of going to the onsen,
which is
5 minutes.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
No. I have a different reason, which is I think that the reason you go to an onsen is to get naked with your boys, dude. Hanging out with your boys naked in steam.
Well, if you
bathing
and your boys,
with your boys, dude, is no one on board with this?
You need to sit your little sexy
bathing with your boys.com.
You and your boys could all have a pair of these boots and
sit just have your
naked.
Meat out in the living room.
Yeah, but then you feel weird.
Yeah,
being
but then
naked
you're like you're like at some at Brian's fucking house and you got
floor wet?
No, you have fucking these boots on and your dong's on his couch. And it's vinyl?
Dude.
Are you guys eating pizza?
Look, if I'm naked with my boys, I want to be
eating
where
pizza?
It's all, it's like, it's either wooden seats or it's like stone seats.
Right.
It's a small area where we're all naked and hot.
Also needs atmosphere. You can't just 69 him.
Dude.
He needs to be wined and dined.
Thank you.
You know, just exactly, some
also,
romance.
Guess what? Maybe the missus is around. Do we really want that? In the living room, we want the missus around the corner, dude.
Cheryl, go back to your room.
Sure, we're doing the foot baths.
Are you doing the foot baths again?
The American way.
I thought you only did that Wednesdays.
No, we said every day that ends in day.
Yeah, so you want that? No.
No. You just go to a common place together, spend an hour, and go home.
Why is this being compared to onsens?
I'm with you. I agree with you. I think we just disagree on the reason.
Yeah.
I think because there were a lot of onsens that closed during COVID.
Early onsen?
Schmeat.
That's what they have to substitute with. Is that
early
onsen?
COVID.
Was that a cultural suggestion?
I mean, they're kind of breeding grounds
like,
for
hey, your nasty-ass boots, fill them up with water and stick your feet in them.
Well, these are special boots.
Yeah, they're special now, but what did they do before these came out?
No,
probably just stayed at home without wet feet.
They just put their feet in the tub.
They said dry feet.
Like, they just had dry person. Feet. Yeah, or just
isn't that horrible that people just had dry feet before
they
this?
They just sitting in their living room with their dick out with dry feet.
Cracky feet that smell like vinegar.
Dude, I think you're a foot guy. How would you possibly know that, dude?
How can you
he has a set of feet. He has a set of feet.
I've smelled my socks before.
You smell your own sauce.
It's kind of vinegary. You got pickled toes, dude. Leave them on long enough. Go ahead and cut that, J-Mark.
Speaking of naked people.
Yes, tell us more.
A newly appointed Minister of the Environment found following adult-oriented Twitter accounts.
Oh, no, wow, dude.
He got popped.
Do they have any examples of accounts?
Alleged accounts?
Yes, they do.
Bring it on!
It was only two, right?
No, there was quite a few.
Wow.
So
he's trying to spread the message, man.
Is there any that you're aware of that Brian could look up?
It said he followed and featured photos and he followed...
You're right, man.
An account that cool. featured...
Like, so you can sorry. Admit it. It's fine.
He's got a boner right now. Let him degas.
Just minimize that window
let
and read the
story. Degas. You can crank it later, bro. Read the headline.
Hand off dick.
It featured photos and videos of large-breasted women prominently, such as, but not limited to, the Japan Big Tits Review blog.
Oh, what Big Tits Review.
Hey.
Yeah.
Is it
sounds like he's doing his job.
Is it like a show? Yeah, I feel like it's a show, right? The Big Tits Review.
Yeah. Some of the other accounts offered looks at large breasts in exchange for money in their bios.
Why would you ever pay money?
Cash money.
For free tits?
Why does it?
He was following 96 Twitter accounts.
Boomers do it.
96 what? Adult accounts?
No, he was following 96 Twitter accounts total, but the number has since dropped to 11.
He had 85 titty blogs. He subbed to 85 titty blogs and 11 regular people, friends and family.
I get it, man. Twitter does like it. I am surprised at the kind of stuff you can see on Twitter, dude. Porn is rampant and really, really great on Twitter sometimes. I mean, why did we give a? Why do people give a fuck if this guy likes?
It was
titties,
the official
like,
Japanese
he can't
ministry.
Like
no, their no, Twitter account.
Oh yeah,
it's like the work. It's like the work titty. Yeah, the work account.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't go liking titties on the work account.
So, yeah, well, no, it wasn't his work account. I think it was his personal account.
I don't care then.
Yeah, fuck.
But anyway,
these fucking assholes.
We found out.
That he likes big titties and he cannot lie.
No, that it was actually an accident.
Sure.
100 times.
Accident!
Hey.
So
One time's an accident. 85 times malicious.
He had followed one of those follow back accounts.
Uh huh. Oh, I see.
And then after he did that follow back account, then turned into, yeah.
I see. They sold the account.
Framed.
They sold the account to pornos.
A titty account, yeah. And then he was also using a service that auto-follows some accounts
that, follow
that were
you.
Following you.
And some titties were following him.
Based
the
on, like, an algorithm
Look, it's not
thing.
His fault. Yeah. The titties were following him.
And because there were a few accounts...
What a semi-charmed kind of life, baby.
Because there were a few accounts that had that kind of content, it started following more and more of those.
I see. I see.
God, you know, and this is missing the point. The point is...
AI loves titties.
Well, the point is he should be able to, in his own private account, follow titties. Whether or not it's an accident. I mean, the accident part is...
Irregardless
of the accident account, dude.
Irrespective and irregardless of the accidents, follow titties.com.
Normalize big titties, dude.
Big titties is titties, too.
Normalize loving big titties.
Loving you.
You know what titties remind me of?
What?
Titties?
Pokeballs.
Oh, hey.
Okay. Pokeballs? Pokeballs?
Yeah, you know, tuna, some avocado.
No, Pokemon.
Rice,
Pokemon.
Some nori.
Oh, Pokeballs.
Oh, Pokemon.
Hmm.
So there's some official Pokemon furniture line launching.
Oh my god!
With a Pikachu sofa and Pokeball table.
Wow, it's made out of Pikachu leather. Dude, it is made out of his leather. Oh, that'd be fucking insane! It has like stripes in it. Oh, that would be fucking dope. I want some real Pikachu leather.
Let's talk prices.
Uh-huh.
Take a Pikachu. It's got wireless.
I really like
wireless
these
charging.
They're not like in your face.
Garish.
It's very subtle.
It's nice.
And it's for adults.
It's adult oriented.
It's got an adult price too. What is it?
Yeah, it's around what is that? $1,800 for the Pikachu sofa.
Wait, for both of them?
Just a sofa.
Just a sofa. Wow.
Yeah, it's about right for like a leather sofa.
But is it comfortable? Is there?
Let me take
foam?
A Pikachu.
Let me take a Pikachu.
Maybe $1,500, $1,400.
It has a translation
for the chair.
Right. Uh-huh.
The chair one doesn't know. I had to translate
it's like mid-century
yen
modern
in my head. Yeah.
Pokemon.
Mid-century Pokemon.
About $1,000 for the side
mid-century
table, which
Pokemon.
I feel like is a little much.
Excuse me.
Did you catch that, Bruno?
Hey, hold on. I got something to say. Mid-century Pokemon.
Ooh, I like that.
Aren't you glad we stopped the show?
Yeah, you can take that. You put it in your hat.
Showstopper, baby.
So you can get these through the Pokemon Center online store if you want. I don't know if they can ship it overseas, but you know, there's ways.
Oh, there are ways. You want your Pikachu chair? There are ways. I'll smuggle some Pikachu and kill him with stateside. Easy.
You just got a fucking
keister room.
A cage full of fucking.
Oh, a keister full of Pikachus. Get 17 bros across. Easy. That's one chair.
It takes so many Pikachus to make one of these things, dude.
It takes what? 5 per keister, 17 bros. That's 85 Pikachu to make a chair.
Yeah, that's a big asshole.
I mean, I got a ton of them in my
ass.
In my Pokemon game.
In your Pokedex?
Yeah, so.
That's what he calls
them. Why don't you send them to Professor What's His Name to have them chopped up and made into bits? Punk,
bitch! Because they're all wearing special hats, man.
Oh, well, then you gotta keep them. They're special
gotta
hats.
Keep them.
They gotta got hats. Keep them. It's a person. They got a hat. It's a person. It's a person. It has a hat.
Only people
it
wear
has
hats.
A hat. That's sound logic. It has a hat. It's a person.
Do you think the world would go vegan if we put hats on all the animals?
Dude, you can't fucking kill an animal with a hat, man.
Yeah, it's
a
you person. Really can't.
It's a
what
person.
If you're cum laude?
What?
You got that hat that you can like throw and chop their heads off.
Cum laude?
Cum laude.
No, but I mean, if Magna it was an animal with a hat and cum laude came across it, I don't think even cum laude could kill him.
What if it was like an evil animal? Like it was going to attack you?
Like Shang Tsung turned into an animal, put a hat dragon? On? That's nefarious, dude. No, you can cut a dragon's head off, even if it has a hat.
Are there any animals that have a hat by nature?
Natural hats?
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good question.
Is there a natural hatted creature?
Hold on, let's Google this.
I'm thinking an armadillo kind of?
Yeah.
Do animals have hats?
Do animals have hats?
We always want to know this.
Animal hat!
Animal
some
hat!
Some of those spiders that have been photographed.
They have
they have hair.
No, they have photographed him with the water droplet on top. It kind of looks like a hat.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't find that, but...
But they don't do that naturally, though. Apparently, that's just, you know...
Dude, you can't kill any of these animals.
Dude, we're looking at animals with hats on.
Good luck killing any of them.
I mean, come on, dude.
Even if you're Kung Lao.
Look at this, dude.
Especially if you're...
This guy's got a cane
and
he's dancing.
It's on two legs?
Come on,
good luck killing that cat, Kung Lao.
Look at it. We got a bulldog with a hat. Try killing that thing,
you
dude.
You can't kill that thing.
You can't
kill that thing.
All right, let me ask you real quick since I don't see your screen. You okay, man? Just name off the first
thing.
Four animals that you see.
Say the dog.
Okay, dog.
Sorry. Yeah.
So a dog of some sort.
Emu or what is this?
No, that's an alpaca.
Alpaca?
Alpaca.
Okay, we got a dog. We got a cat.
Oh, you need a cat in there? I guess Burrito could be the cat.
And then a horse.
Is there a horse with that?
Who's the horse?
Top right.
Oh, look, this is a panda. Look at this, dude.
A panda with a panda hat.
With a panda hat, dude. Come on,
man. A panda
hat? Photoshop, though.
It is Photoshop, but come on, man, dude.
It's a great idea.
Man, this is really fucked. Oh, look, and this little Amelia Earhart cat.
Amelia Earhart cat.
With like a little, glass, or with the goggles.
We can't let the militant vegans know about this.
No, yeah, dude.
This is secret weapons. If they start putting fucking hats on cows, game over.
Yeah, man.
No more steaks. Deep steak conspiracy right there.
Then only ethical meats for only ethical
lab-grown
meat.
Or human meat.
Bullshit!
The most dangerous meat.
The most gamiest game.
That's why I wear a hat all the time.
So no one kills you?
Yeah. So no one kills and eats me.
That's the law. That's the law. You can't kill me.
No, it's only animals,
dude. If human meat was made available in the supermarket meat section,
yes.
Would you purchase it?
Yes.
You would?
What if it was $50 a pound?
I would, at least one time, I would spend the money.
Hey, treat yourself, girl.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself to some long pig.
How about you, Burrito?
Scrape together some long pig short
king. You just sell your supermarket next to all the other meat you eat.
Does it come with a jar of farts?
No, that's artisan shit, man.
You
got to go to
the
fucking farmer's market for that.
Oh. Grass-fed.
She is definitely corn-fed.
Dang.
Yeah, you see that ass, dude?
Corn-fed ass. She's grazing.
She's crazy, dude.
Free range. All right, that was the news.
That
was the news.
Oh, it ends with...
Yeah. Burrito took us out.
That's right.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Overrunner Booba Gap serves you
everything
in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
From next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I get it, so get it.
What I have for lunch? What have
I? I'll go first.
Oh,
Boom Chi. It's something they sell in the freezer section. Boom Chi.
Corn dogs.
Yes.
Ice cream.
Oh!
Dude, were we just telepathetic
he
right now?
He smelled your fucking breath, you corn dog bitch.
Yeah, maybe. Fucking corn dog.
Maybe I have
wait,
corn dog corn farts
dog?
Right now.
Is that a corn dog?
Yeah, dude.
Why did you want to say corn dog?
Because every time I pass the, what's it called? It's like something fair.
State fair.
State fair corn dogs.
Exactly
I always want to get them.
Treat yourself.
Always want to get them.
Always
never
do.
Do.
This time. Next time.
I might. It's too many.
Following his footsteps.
I know it's that. It goes
they
in the
freeze.
Freezer.
Yeah, but I don't want them in my freezer because I will have one. Every night.
That's a treat yourself moment.
No, I can't have them in the
every
house.
Night.
I can't have alcohol in the house. I can't have corn dogs in the house.
Really?
Have you guys had those breakfast corn dogs?
Yeah, those are good.
Those are real good.
Oh, yeah, because they're like Jimmy Dean sausage.
No, it's blueberry pancake on the outside.
Yes.
Oh, get out of here with that. What?
True.
I've been sleeping on blueberry pancakes, corn dogs.
It's like a breakfast sausage.
I took them to work one time.
And then you orgasmed in your office chair.
Oh, it was
bad. You deep-throated the first one.
I was just like, these are all mine.
Yeah.
You drizzled it out the front.
Damn.
Onto your fucking Herman Miller chair.
You nasty
I haven't had
girl.
Them in a while.
Fortunately, it's mesh, so it just fell
but
to the
you
floor.
Remember. It came back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had corn dogs.
Good for you, dude.
Congratulations. Kind. Baby corns or there was corn on a stick?
It was a standard one that they have.
And you had mustard and ketchup, so you could dip
in
both?
I just do mustard, man. I don't dip. I like to, like, draw the line on there.
He draws the line
like
at dipping.
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he eats his corn dog the American way.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
The way he TV taught him how to eat corn dogs.
Sometimes, dude, I eat it the baby way.
Oh, yeah.
It's the right size, dude.
Do you do multiple bites or just one big one?
I mean,
leaves it in.
Depends on how much control I have over my sphincter, you know?
Yeah, how hungry are you? Like the wolf? Okay.
You don't put the forceps on and just like kind of...
No flared base, dude. You just leave it up there, huh? Wow.
Is that what they're
corn
called?
Corn dog suppository?
Yeah.
Am I making that word up?
What? Forceps?
Yeah.
I think it's right.
Yeah.
You guys
scallops?
Know what I'm talking
about? No, not scallops.
Oh, speculum?
Speculum?
Speculum.
Speculum.
What are forceps?
Forceps are like
the little clamps to close the vein off or something, right? That's a forcep, right?
Yeah.
Am I just
what's the other one?
Up?
No.
The speculum.
Speculum is the one that you put in and you
stretch it out and keep it open.
Like
sometimes
like
the dentist will use it on you.
The well, dentist the will use way? A speculum on you.
Yeah, he will.
How do you eat it?
Through
well,
his
okay.
butt.
If you,
up your butt.
Is that's the baby way
you,
in the butt.
Were you here when we talked about taking the temperature the baby way?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But
eating a corn dog that way.
It's over-cornified.
Over-cornified.
We all said at the same time it sucks.
Here, he's got the baby way redefined.
Well, because you said, do you dip it?
Don't put this on me,
mm-hmm.
Brian. And Art said he just puts like a little line on it, you know. But I have a
not
third
a little
way.
Line.
Oh, okay. There's a third way to eat corn dogs, and this may be the baby way.
Well, we're talking about combining the sauce with the corn dog before you take a bite.
He injects it and bakes it in there.
Okay.
No. So I usually have like
usually
you got to do it with the ketchup packet.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could do it with mustard also, but I eat it with ketchup, right?
He only eats ketchup. You only eat mustard. He doubles up.
I squirt a little on the top.
Sure.
How do you squirt it? Do you just like
he goes
off
like
the corner?
I squirt it out. Yeah.
How do you open it first?
Like a condom?
You just open the little ketchup
condom,
packet.
Condom
mint? No.
So you pinch it?
Surprised?
You like to pinch
it?
Shouldn't
be. Yeah, just like a little bit.
Have you ever used your teeth?
You ever use your teeth? You pinch it?
Wait, so
you have the dexterity to pinch that shit? I can't do that.
I got
like club fingers.
Yeah, I can do that too. I do it too.
I can, but it's just easier to go...
Yeah, oh, you're right.
And you get
so
a little
what you do,
taste.
You just, so what you're saying, you just like squirt a little ketchup on
I squeeze a little bit on the tip.
Per bite.
Uh-huh.
And then I take a bite. Yeah.
He licks
and then
his ketchup
squeeze a little
off.
Bit more. And then
exactly,
I squeeze a little bit more.
That's exactly how I do
that's
it.
That's how Brian eats fries.
Or I'll dip.
Wait. No.
Is it over?
You guys don't lick off the ketchup every single time? He rolls it on the top. He licks the ketchup off.
Then he takes a bite. I take the bite. No.
You lick the ketchup off like a psycho?
Yeah.
I don't think you noticed at this point in your life.
You do a look up.
Yeah, la, 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 la. You're across the
like,
top
look,
of it.
You're looking up at your boy, dude?
Hey, look, I put the boots on.
Hey, I got the boots on. What do you want
I got the
do?
Boots on.
Sharon's in the other room. What do you want
hey,
to do?
I got some corn dogs. You want to eat some corn dogs with the boys?
All right.
Boomchi.
Fa.
No.
Okay.
It.
I got a little cocky.
It's a very
one.
Specific dish, although it sounds like a generic dish.
That's not a good.
It's a
not,
great boomchi.
No, it's too vague.
Bangers
that's
and mash.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Just say it again.
It's a very specific dish, although it sounds like a generic dish.
I think that's
shepherd's
a shitty
pie.
Hint. Yeah, I don't. It could be anything.
It could be.
So it's not a good
no, it's not. Here's another one. Is a secret ingredients.
Burger?
KFC?
Oh, it's a burger.
It's not a burger. It's a very specific dish, although it sounds generic.
I don't get it. Is this a riddle? I hate riddles.
It's like God's vagina.
Special
sauce?
Ingredient.
Special.
Secret ingredient.
Secret ingredient?
Special.
Speculum? Ingredient.
Not speculum.
Love?
No, no love. Oh. I mean, maybe. Some people, I mean, they put maybe like chocolate.
Can we go on to the next hint?
Yeah, maybe chocolate, but usually not. Usually apples.
Pie?
No. And honey?
Cheerios?
It's very basic. It's a basic dish.
Pizza?
I mean, it's...
French toast? I don't know what the...
No. It's got rice on it. And that's part of the name of the dish.
I don't know.
Rice? Special what? Ingredient?
What goes with rice? I mean, there's like...
A lot of things.
Chicken?
A lot of things, yeah, but not chicken.
Chicken?
Pork?
It had chicken in it.
Beans and rice?
It doesn't have...
Beans.
It doesn't have beans. It has chicken in it.
Chicken enchilada with
what else
rice
has it
on
got
the side.
In it?
Chicken.
It got chicken.
Dumplings?
No dumplings. What else does it have in it?
Vegetables?
Yeah, what kind of vegetables?
Noodle soup? No.
Broccoli?
No broccoli.
What?
It got onions.
Curry?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So you had curry chicken?
Yeah. I had curry rice.
You can put that curry other stuff in it? You can put the sweet stuff?
Yeah, we were talking about how on One Burrito's Nippon News, there is like the top 10 secret ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
And ours was cum.
Oh, yeah, that was
that was number 11.
No, that was number one. They couldn't put it in because everybody said cum first. I'm like, okay, we got too many submissions on that one.
We got to move that one out of the way.
Yeah, get it out of here. They min-maxed it. You know, they took out the outliers.
Oh, yeah. Zero. I remember now. It was a while ago.
I got a memory. Okay.
Boomchi. Classic American.
Hamburger.
Yes.
Cheeseburger.
Yes.
A bacon cheeseburger.
Yes.
Wow.
The yeah, end, dude. Like,
that is the classic American,
one
isn't
hit on
it?
This nice. Guy, too.
I wouldn't have ordered the bacon separately, but it
but
came with
But he didn't
it.
Pay.
I didn't pay, A. B, it That's came with art. It. And I was like, man, I got to start doing this more.
You're telling me you had two burgers today?
Oh, yeah, I did.
You B2B'd it?
I did.
You burger to birded? Burgered?
Backstreet Boys.
You burger to birdered
That's
it.
That's fine. At least it wasn't like the same exact one.
No.
Right. This was gourmet, and then the other one
so
was.
So this was at a restaurant?
Gourmet.
Yeah, it was at a restaurant, and then.
Was it a steakhouse?
I don't know. No, it's more of a just a.
Cafe?
Cafe.
Casual dining?
Well, sort of.
Business casual dining.
Okay.
Look, he got a collar on his shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the
at
courthouse
least he has
today.
A shirt.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the courthouse next episode.
Okay. Burrito. Quiznos.
Boomchi, I was at home.
Oh, you should have waited, you bitch.
Shit, I'm a bitch.
The potato pouch.
Fuck, bitch.
Boomchi, I had
dinner.
To use 2 cups of water.
For ramen?
It was the biscuits in the oven.
I did make some ramen.
Hey,
nice, dude, nice.
I'll go home and eat some ramen, too.
I thought about buying some just to kind of mix it up.
Yeah.
By the way, dude, well...
Tell us
I'll be,
about
it'll
it.
Be a surprise for another.
Uh-oh.
It was the creamy lunch. Chicken flavor.
Excuse me.
Oh, this was Marichan?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Creamy.
Excuse me.
It is different than the regular one.
It is creamier.
Yeah, I do like it.
They put non-dairy creamer in
it. That's your 35-cent ramen, right? It's fine. I haven't had those in a long time.
He's up to his fucking fake ramen game.
It's like Britta, that. The MSG sodium level of that stuff just makes me feel
weird. Are you saving money, dude?
Is everything okay?
No,
I think I just like eating ramen.
It was a snack.
It reminds you of the good old days?
Yeah, man.
Just the good old
It's a classic.
Days.
Just some good old boys.
Do you dress it up any more than just boiling the water and putting the ingredients in there?
You put an egg in the
egg
drop?
Yeah, I threw a handful of mixed veggies in it.
Okay.
Wow.
Treat yourself.
Yeah,
that's
gotta get them vitamins in. And minerals.
Can you put an egg in there?
You can put whatever you want in there, man. Yeah. You can put your dick
you put
in
an
there.
Egg. I've,
you can put your dick
in
there.
There.
Hey, check this
I put
out.
Chicken in
creamy chicken.
I put cheese in mine the other day, and it was fucking fantastic.
That's interesting.
It was fucking fantastic.
What kind of
sharp ass New York cheddar cheese, cheddar
bold.
Cheese, baby.
It's a bowl. And you let it get all
cheese.
Gooey, and then you
ooh.
Mix it around.
Ooh,
right.
You got ooh, some mommy. Gooey water.
Yeah,
some gooey water.
Now you probably don't put as like
I just
people
throated
drain,
that gooey
drain
water.
Their water off. Before they put all the stuff
do
in
they, are you
no,
draining
I drink
water?
It. I drink the water.
Like a cereal water?
Don't drink the water.
Yeah. Cereal milk?
There's it's blood like, in the water.
Jesus.
That one's for Ryan.
I love water.
What is that?
Oh, it was
Dave Matthews? I'm not a,
you
know.
Sexy ass.
There you
huge,
are.
You just don't want
to
say.
Don't admit it.
I mean, if you put on one of a couple songs,
if
I
if you could only take one DMB
crash.
Song to a, there, that's the one.
No, that's not it.
That's what you called. That
that's
was
the only one I know.
Heart.
But there's like one that
Ants
I really
marching,
like.
Ants Marching, that's a good one.
I don't
know. There's one you actually like?
Ants Marching?
I don't know if I know that one very well.
You do
yeah,
know
you
it.
Do.
You do know it.
The space between no wicked lies.
Now let me turn the tables here.
Uh-huh.
Burrito. How do you feel about Dave Matthews Band? Just be honest. It's an
I do
honest
not
kind
like
of show.
Dave Matthews Band.
Pearl Jam and R.E.M. Right now. Yeah. Really, man?
Gray
this
Street.
This is a room divided.
There's a song called Gray Street.
No, DMB's in it.
Don't be doing some deep cuts on this shit.
No,
this
I
is
had
his
in my
beer
mind,
song.
I didn't know which show.
Dave
man.
Matthews Band is his beer band.
The Space Between is if I had
the
to pick
space
one.
Space Between.
Oh, Wicked Lies.
You sure
anyways.
That's not Pearl Jam?
I mean, it's adjacent.
Tangential.
They all sound the same.
Tangential Pearl Jam, David Matthews
same
Band.
Family.
But it's like, it's world music, though.
Wow. They do have bongos.
Belongs to the
and
earth.
And djembes.
Yeah, this music belongs to the earth.
It is of the earth.
It belongs in the earth.
And let it return to the earth.
I don't even really want to sample it on my Spotify because I don't want to fuck it up.
Spotify would be like, oh, so you do like Dave Matthews Band. Okay.
Check
how
your
about
out.
This track,
yeah.
buddy?
I feel like he wants to keep his Spotify pure.
Chris,
always listening.
Yeah.
Do it on
me.
YouTube or something.
Yeah, I guess you do it on YouTube.
But do
watch the
that-
ads first to punish yourself two times.
Yeah, all the way.
One
all
time,
three
one
minutes.
Time.
Tell me about that Liberty Emu.
Shit.
You know what I mean? Fuck that
fuck
bitch in his
guy.
Butt.
Fuck Doug.
Fuck Doug. Fuck the emu. Emu don't say shit.
Oh, you said emu earlier.
Emu?
Yeah, when you guys were calling out those
Moog.
Cute hat-wearing
oh,
animals.
Dude, don't get me started on the fucking
yeah,
hat.
Hats.
The
animals with the hats,
hats,
man.
Dude. Did you guys
against
mention
a lot of
emu?
Killed them.
I feel like you did.
Emu.
Yeah, I said emu, I think.
This emu segment's sponsored by...
Liberty Mutual.
No. Fuck that. We got real-ass sponsors.
Like...
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings rising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. With a soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such morbid desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO
of Thickum Farms.
We farm raise our triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries popping, then those veins are popping. Thick Thickum.
Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where else to stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
All day, every day!
Scram! I said split!
Excuse me, can you stick up your ass? Thank you. Excuse me, sir,
yes.
I noticed that, you don't have anything up your ass.
Oh, no.
And, I just... Maybe this
right there. This ends now!
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up.